Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Willie Banks. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting second. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The DH, George Brett. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brent Main. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rico Rossi. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Mack reaches second base with a double. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Larkin strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rossi juggles the ball. That's an error on Rossi. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Appier covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson bunts towards the mound. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Joyner reaches second base with a double. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McReynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larkin throws the ball into Gagne, who tags McReynolds trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Joyner scores. It's 1-0, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rossi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne hits a pop-up towards third. Rossi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. the Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Eisenreich hits a line drive beyond second. Rebule can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Maine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rebule strikes out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rossi hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Larkin, who is chasing the ball. Rossi reaches third base with a triple. McRae goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Keith Miller, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rossi tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Royals. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Joyner hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rossi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Harper reaches second base with a double. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. McReynolds moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. McReynolds moves to third. Brett moves to second. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Maine is 0 for 1 in the game. Maine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to home to get McReynolds. Brett moves to third. Eisenreich moves to second. One out. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Eisenreich scores. Maine moves to second. It's 5-0, Royals. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rossi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rossi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. Maine moves to third. McRae moves to second. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilkerson hits a pop-up into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leos strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Rabiulle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabiulle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabiulle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds strikes out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabiulle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Mack reaches second base with a double. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive off the glove of Rossi, and into shallow left field. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Mack scores. It's 5-1, Royals. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett bunts for a single. Larkin moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive beyond second. Miller can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tom Gordon now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper moves to second. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Leo's is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leo's hits a line drive beyond short. Wilkerson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Harper scores. It's Twins, 5, Royals, 5. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Leos moves to second. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rabule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rabule hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Leos scores. Gagne moves to third. It's 6-5, Twins. Rusty Meacham now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner fields it and throws to home to get Gagne. Rabule moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eisenreich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike McFarland pinch hits for Brent Main. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Eisenreich moves to third. Gary Wayne now pitching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eisenreich scores. McFarland moves to second. It's Twins, 6, Royals, 6. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rossi bunts towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. McFarland moves to third. McRae moves to second. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McFarland scores. McRae moves to third. It's 7-6, Royals. Tom Eden's now pitching. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilkerson hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Joyner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Mike McFarland now catching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rossi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 6. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Eisenreich is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laos is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Laos hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Laos reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Jeff Rabulet. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 6. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch now playing second base. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane strikes out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edens fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Rossi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rossi hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Mack hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montgomery fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.